It's Halloween night, the girls' favorite night of the year. Janie, Anna, and Sarah are all dressed in their favorite costumes. Janie is 6 and a cute little fairy, her wings shimmering in the lights of the street. Anna is 8, and her costume is Pocahontas. She is a fierce warrior. Sarah, who would state proudly that she's 8 and a half, is dressed as a princess, with a crown and magic wand. She dances her way through the streets with her 2 best friends. They're headed with their parents to Mike's house. Mike always has the best haunted house of the year. It's dressed up in spider webs and cauldrons, skeletons everywhere. And the kids get to go through it without their parents, which is their favorite part of all. He gives out the best candy, too. Full-size candy bars, whole packages of fruit snacks, and none of those horrible popcorn balls that Mrs. Robertson gives down the street. Mike's haunted house is known neighborhood-wide as the best place to get the most candy. You just have to work for it a little. One by one, the 3 girls disappear through the door, leaving their parents out on the street. Skipping their way in, they love this haunted house. They enter the first room. There's creepy music in the background. Haunted moans and all kinds of creepy decorations of spiders and witches all cover the room. They see the stand, and they know that they must put their head through it. Sometimes it's bobbing for apples. Other times, it's bobbing for something else. Anna decides to be bravest. She steps forward, her little Pocahontas costume, takes off her headdress, and sticks her head through the hole. It's not apples this time. Anna's face is assaulted by a large cock. She knows she must continue to suck as he assaults her face. Mike's moaning loudly. This is his favorite part of the whole night. He loves manning the blowjob station. When he can't seem to get it up, which is rare, he has them bob for apples while he waits, watching their cute little heads. They know it's one or the other. But Anna's little mouth feels so good wrapped around his dick. He's thrusting into it, holding her cute little pink tails, grinding his cock into her throat. Feels so good having this little 8-year-old suck him off. It isn't long before he feels that tightening sensation in his nuts, and he knows he's gonna blow a full load right down Anna's throat. She takes it. Every drop swallowing it. She backs her head out of the hole, and her bag fills with candy. Janie steps up next, the next bravest of the 3, and puts her tiny little head through the hole. Mike's still rock hard. He takes a hold of her small head and shoves his dick into her mouth. He's rough with Janie. He loves how tight her throat feels wrapped around his cock. Thrusting in and out of that small little mouth, her tiny lips stretched around it, choking on his dick. Janie's got the best little mouth of the bunch, and he's just going full speed ahead into her throat. This right here is what Halloween is made of. He knows he's not gonna last much longer on this one either. Their mouths are so tight, and the whimpers just make him throb in their throats. He can't take any more, but he can't stop either. Janie just starts to struggle a little. He holds tight to her head and pounds it into her throat, watching her throat bulge with every thrust. Mike explodes. And straight from her mouth, right into her stomach. She doesn't even have to swallow. He hits the button that releases the candy into her bag, And she backs up, coughing. Looking over at Anna, standing there smiling, licking her lips, Janie looks at Sarah and goes, "It's your turn." Sarah reluctantly steps forward, knowing she's not going to be bobbing for apples. She puts her head through and opens her mouth. Noticing the hesitation, Mike's a little more gentle. He slides his cock between her lips, letting her lick and suck on the tip, getting used to it, feeling her small little mouth start to drain him dry. He's gonna have to take a break after these three. Oh, but God, does it feel so good. Her little 8.5-year-old mouth. Those lips sucking on his cock. Her eyes just closed, focused on what she's doing. Knowing she gets a treat along with all her treats if she's a good girl. Mike can't help it. He reaches down and caresses her hair as he thrusts into her mouth. Feeling that tight little throat squeeze around the tip of his dick. It's almost too much. Almost. Had he not had the two little girls before her, he would have exploded right there. But he managed to keep it going. Thrusting into her tiny little mouth. Playing with her hair. So cute. She looks so cute in her little costume. The princess sucking his cock. He loved it. More than he could fucking imagine. This was his favorite holiday of all the holidays in the world. His haunted house always brought the best little kids to it. He smiled down at her, thrust 3 more times before exploding, letting the cum all into her mouth and down her throat. She swallowed like the good princess she was, backed her head out as her bag filled with candy, and smiled over to Janie and Anna. "That was good." All 3 girls giggled, picking up their heavy bags. Knowing there were 2 more rooms, their bags would be full to the brim by the end of this house. Other things would be full as well. They made room for the next children to take their spot at Mike's station, bobbing for cock. They went up the stairs to the first bedroom on the left, opened the door with a loud creak. Anna moved in first. She wasn't scared of a haunted house. In fact, this was her favorite part of Halloween, was this haunted house. She got to have fun and candy at the same time. Opening the door, she saw a familiar sight. In the middle of the room was a hobby horse of sorts, a lot bigger than normal hobby horses, and there was a hole in the seat. Anna knew exactly what this room was and what she had to do. She dropped her bag of candy near the mouth of the horse and climbed on top of the seat. Janie and Sarah sat back at some chairs that were provided and watched their friend. It wasn't a pretty hobby horse, all nice and sweet looking. Its teeth were pulled back into a monstrous snarl. The whole room was decorated with blood and things that you don't know exactly what they are hiding in the shadows. It was a creepy hobby horse. But Anna still loved it. She still had fun with this one. This one was her favorite room of all. Sarah piped up before Anna started lowering her ass down onto the seat and said, "I'm next. I don't want Janie to go second this time." Janie smiled, knowing Sarah was trying to seem braver than she was. Janie nodded, and Anna did too. Anna lowered herself over the hole. They all knew that their costumes weren't allowed to be wearing panties. Her bare little cunny, right over the hole, and she felt it. She felt Dave start to push his cock against her tight little cunny. His cock was lubed up, of course. He's not cruel. She started the hobby horse by pushing a button right by its ear, and it started to rock. As it rocked, when the seat went down, his cock went into her. Into her tight little tiny cunt. She let out small little moans, feeling his adult dick swallowed by her tiny little 8-year-old cunt. She knew she could control just how deep he went, by how high she rode the horse. But she also knew that it was going to speed up. That was the whole part of this ride. You never knew exactly how long it was going to last, or how fast it was going to get. Being the first one, she knew it may not last long. That's maybe why she went first. She looked over at her two friends as the hobby horse continued to fuck her. The hard, thick dick sticking out of the hole of the seat, moving in and out of her tight little cunny. She could feel it stretching her. Dave was sizable, bigger than Mike, and she could really feel how deep he was getting inside of her tiny little pussy. She knew she could angle it and take it into her ass instead, but she liked the way it felt. She liked feeling her pussy stretched by a ginormous dick. It was her favorite part about Halloween. That's why she loved this. Taking it into her mouth was one thing, but having her pussy stretched by a big adult cock, Anna couldn't get enough of it. She moaned as she rode that hobby horse, feeling it start to speed up. She slammed herself down on it over and over again, right into the seat, taking as much of him as she could inside of her, feeling full and stretched. Dave grasping a hold of his hand and biting it, not to moan out loud how tight this little girl was, how good she felt on his cock. He knew it wasn't going to take long. He knew he had two more to go, but God, this one was enthusiastic, and he loved that about her. Three more thrusts, and Dave exploded inside her tight little cunt. Like a good girl, she kept her butt down on the seat and let him fill her up with his cum. The ride slowed, having hit a button to slow everything down. And when it stopped, her bag filled 2/3 of the way with candy. Anna climbed off and picked up her bag, feeling stretched out and full of Dave's cum and smiling at her two friends. "Your turn, Sarah," she said, and Janie giggled. Sarah reluctantly climbed on top of the horse. This wasn't her favorite, but it was by far not the worst of the rooms. There had been others, other years, that had been much more worse than this. She climbed on top of the seat, moved her dress aside, up to her hips, and lowered herself down right over the hole. The ride began, and she felt it. The tip of that adult cock pushing against her tiny little 8-year-old cunt, slowly thrusting in and out of her. She knew the trick was to be as tight as possible, so she squeezed her muscles, trying to milk his cock as quickly as she could and get the ride over with. But Dave knew her tricks, and he'd pull in and out slowly, ever so slowly, not speeding up the ride. Sarah was forced to rock up and down on Dave's cock, feeling it stretch her out, fill up her tiny little cunt. It started to feel good. For once, she really liked this ride. She started slamming herself down as Anna did, taking as much of him into her as she could, feeling stretched out and full of Dave's adult dick. She was moaning, and Janie started to giggle, watching her bouncing up and down on his cock. It wasn't long, and he started to speed up the ride. He couldn't take it anymore. He knew that the girl couldn't last forever, and there was one more to go. He had to get out 3 loads, and he knew this. Grunting, pushing up as deep as he could inside the nice little 8-year-old cunny, Dave felt it start to build. His balls tightened. Her cunt tightened. He felt it pulling the cum out of him as he thrust up into her bald, hairless little cunt. He exploded, filling her with rope after rope of white load. Hitting the button to slow down the ride, the last drops filling into Sarah's little cunt. She heard the wonderful sound of the candy filling up her bag, and she smiled, climbed off the ride as his dick lowered back through the hole. She was dripping cum down her thighs, but she didn't care. Look at all those candy bars. Huge candy bars. And then it actually felt kind of good. It was Janie's turn. She knew she was going to have the most fun. She climbed on, flipped up her little costume, and just sat her cunt right down on the hole, waiting, anticipating that huge dick filling her up. She didn't have to wait long as the slick cock slid inside of her. This time the ride started fast, pounding into her, her cute little six-year-old form bouncing on the seat of that hobby horse. She didn't care. It felt good. It felt really good to be fucked rough by this cock. And she liked it. Janie was a little pain whore. She loved feeling used and fucked and rode hard and put away wet. Her little moans filled the room as she bounced as hard as she could up and down on Dave's cock. He knew which girl this was. She always did this. Ever since she was so small, she loved it. Addicted to it. They needed to invent more holidays to have these girls over. It was so much fun. After about a couple minutes of Janie bouncing, Dave knew he couldn't last. Her cute little cunny was just so tight around his cock. She milked it. She milked it so thoroughly, better than any girl he'd ever fucked, and he exploded. Exploded into her little pussy, filling it up with his cum. His last load before he knew he was going to have to take a break. Janie heard the sound of the candy hitting into her bag and giggled.
I like this ride, she said as she climbed off,
not minding the fact that her thighs were coated in his load. She liked it, in fact, that sticky feeling, her pussy aching. She picked up her bag and the three girls moved on to the very last room of the house. Janie skipped in first, giggling, holding her very heavy bag of candy and leaking cum right down her legs. She looked around the room. It was sparsely decorated, but she was pretty sure which game this was. It wasn't here last year, but it was here the year before. She was almost too young to do the house the year before. But Sarah and Anna remembered for sure. One wall was hidden by a curtain. A curtain that hid a lot of things, if Anna remembered correctly. She walked over to the curtain and a buzzer sounded. It shocked her. She dropped her bag to the floor and smiled over at the two giggling. Yeah, this was that room. The curtain was rolled up manually by a string. And on the wall were all kinds of implements of pleasure. Toys, vibrators, dildos, even small versions of nipple clamps. Anna knew picking was an agonizing decision. She had to pick one, and what she picked caused what happened to her. But you never knew, they mixed it up every year. Steve had a hell of an imagination. So she looked over the dildos, and being a wonderful Pocahontas, she picked up one that was brown and thick and big. She knew she couldn't take it, but she picked it anyway. She wanted to see what this one caused her to have to do. She put it on the table. Steve's voice filled the room. You have picked for all three of you. You must all three ride that dildo. Anna looked kind of scared. Janie smiled, and Sarah put her head in her hands. The way you ride it is up to you. They saw the eyes peeking through to watch them. Janie had a great idea. She laid the dildo down on the floor.
We can all straddle it. You know, like we're riding a horse, but all three of us in a row?
Anna and Sarah grinned. Man, Janie was smart. They all three got on the floor and lifted up their little skirts and set their wet, dripping pussies on this big toy. And they started rubbing back and forth. They heard the familiar sound of Steve jacking off behind the curtain. He just liked to watch. Liked to watch little girls get creative with toys.
was one of his favorite joys in life, and a better room than the one where we had to take three guys at once. So the three of them started, a little clumsily at first, but started rubbing their pussies up and down this huge cock on the floor. Their little moans started to fill the room, her pussy sliding up and down this huge shaft. If you looked in the front or the back, you could see a trail of Dave's cum being left as they grinded their pussies down onto this toy. Their cute little 6- and 8-year-old pussies, gripping it with their hairless lips. They knew they had to do a good job. They had to put on a good show or they weren't going to get any candy. Steve was behind the curtain, beating his meat, thrusting himself into his hand while watching these little girls ride this big dildo. He couldn't get enough of it. They looked like cute little sluts, all grinding down on the same toy, holding on to each other so they could move so well. Janie, right in the middle, her eyes closed, her head held back, moaning like a little whore. She was the first to come. He could tell. Her whole body just shivered. Shivered as they slid back and forth on the toy. He knew the ridges and the veins on that toy were just rubbing against her cute little clits, making them feel all warm and tingly. That's what he got off on, watching them look like little sluts. His cock was so hard. It was just rock hard, pounding it into his hand, watching them. But he couldn't come. He couldn't come until it was over. Anna was the next one. She was grinding against it so hard at the back, she lost the rhythm of them sliding back and forth. Her little body just pushing down against the toy, feeling that little clit get so hard and rub against the veins. But Steve knew the signs. He knew the signs of how good it felt against her. Her body shuddered. Her nipples hardened. And she came, letting out little squeaks and moans. Janie giggled. Feels good, doesn't it? Anna nodded. Oh, really good. It was Sarah's turn. She knew she had to come for this room to be over. But this wasn't her favorite room. It wasn't as bad as some, but man, having to do this with Anna and Janie right behind her. That's why she picked the front. At least she didn't have to see them. But she could hear them. She could hear their pussies sliding over that cock. She could hear their little squeals and moans as they came. Sarah needed more. She closed her eyes and thought. Thought of anything else but this. And it didn't take too long. Too long for her little body to shudder. Little moans to escape her lip. Because no matter what, that cock felt good on her pussy. She hated to admit it. She hated to even think it. But it really felt good. She slid and ground and came all over that big fat dildo. Her little pussy aching. They covered it in Dave's cum. And had covered it in their own. They all stopped. They knew what was going to happen next. Their bags filled with candy as Steve walked from behind the curtain, hidden, head to toe, in a costume, just his dick out. His dick in his hand. He stroked it 3 more times and covered all 3 little girls in his white load. Sticky ropes of cum hit their face and their chests. They all opened their mouths to catch some in their mouths. And he stepped back behind the curtain. Covered in cum, thighs sticky, wet, all used up, the girls picked up their very heavy bags and went outside where their parents were waiting. They all giggled and smiled. Look, Mommy, look how much candy we got from the haunted house. The parents patted their heads. Seeing their daughters covered in cum, they knew they did a good job. They smiled and took their hands and moved on to the next haunted house.
Halloween was so much fun.